This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, everybody. Good Friday afternoon to you all. It is Memorial Day weekend, and it is never a happy Memorial Day. It is just Memorial Day weekend. We honor the lives, the sacrifice, the choices, the brave fight that the men and women that have put their lives on the line for us to enjoy a great holiday weekend, the start of summer, the unofficial start of summer, barbecues, all the fun that we're all about to have because of what they did and what they sacrificed. But again, it is never a happy Memorial Day weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend. That's what it is.
I always want to shout out the Gold Star families for Memorial Day weekend as well.
There you go. That is important. Last night, I was at Nationals Park. By the way, that is Metal Chris, in case you don't recognize the voice. I was at Nationals Park last night. They had a big military tribute, as they always do during the, middle of the third inning. But before that, they had an activation. Linnell, don't go anywhere. Come on over here. Linnell Willingham just finished up in for Kevin Sheehan, Coach Sheehan. And I got a little salty with him, as I want to do, for not putting the studio the way I need it, because I'm important, damn it.
You should have heard what we said about you on the way out.
What did you say about me on the way out?
You got to go back and listen. Download the Always Free Odyssey app.
Ooh, look at you. Company man that you are. Man. I was busy, so I couldn't hear. I was entertaining the other masses.
Yeah, the other masses. Your preferred listening audience is what I would say. But no, I'm happy you're here.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you in person. We're working on some things.
I just saw you yesterday, right? You're all sweaty because you've been pumping iron, doing everything right. Yeah. So congratulations, doing everything that I'm not doing a good enough job in. Although it was kind of weird that you wound up producing a show or whatever you were doing for 5 hours in sweat-soaked clothes.
Well, a little bit weird. Choosers. You got to get it in where you get it in. Yeah, I don't make excuses. I was wearing my LSU hat, channeling my inner
Jaden Daniels.
My inner Jaden Daniels, right? And I got it done. And I'm getting ready to go run the board again, because you know why, Chris Russell?
Because you are
the buck doesn't stop.
You are a man.
A maniac.
You are. Are you going to work out in between?
If you let me off the air, I'll maybe get a little pump in.
I just figured you would want more airtime.
No, I just knew that you were going to try to chastise me about the chair that you're just.
Well, it is funny because
you choose the chair with no handles on it. Shocker.
It doesn't matter. The chair is like a slalom. It's just angled downward.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Metal Chris, you got to see this thing. It's like this, and he wants me to sit on it. I already have a sore ass.
You know what? I'm going to leave on that note.
Bye, Linnell. Have fun.
Fix your sore ass.
It's like one of those blocks of ice you take shots down.
Anyway, just a little fun to start the show. Hope you guys don't mind. Good to have you with us on this Friday in the nation's capital and beyond on this unofficial, official kickoff to summer and Memorial Day weekend. So I thought, well, how could we do the show? So I thought, I got to get me somebody that's from Canada to join us. I got to get me somebody that's going to be involved in a turf war on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon. Former WWE superstar and current TNA wrestling superstar authority, Santino Marella, the Milan Miracle from Canada, from Mississauga, Canada, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, will join us at 3 o'clock today. Why? We'll explain why later. Big, big, big weekend of wrestling. Sunday night, you've got an NXT event. You've got AWW, Double or Nothing. And you've got this event with TNA. So all three big promotions going at it. But this one's at 5 o'clock as an appetizer to the two at 8 o'clock. Which is AEW, Double or Nothing, and then WWE, NXT, Sunday night in Tampa. So, you have all that on Sunday. You have the NBA playoffs, you have the NHL playoffs, and you have the San Francisco Giants in town at Nationals Park. I'll be there on Saturday afternoon at 4:05 to get a mystery meat bobblehead. Nah, just a mystery bobblehead. Between Ryan Zimmerman, Jason Wirth, and Howie Kendrick.
So these are like classic players,
yeah.
Not current
But you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the mystery part of
it. So
you
can buy three tickets, you can try to get each one.
No. I will be happy to get any of them that I get. I'm fine with all three.
Is there one you're hoping for the most, though, that like you're like, man, I'd really like the Zim one? I don't know.
It's really interesting because, I mean, Zim is Mr. National, right? But Howie Kendrick, now Jason Wirth originally authored the biggest home run in Nationals history in the 2012 playoffs and forever and ever lived with that tag and the great unbelievable call by Charlie Slows, who I saw last night, by the way. Shout out to Charlie Slows. But then Howie Kendrick hit the Grand Slam in Los Angeles in the NLDS in Game 5 in the 10th inning to help win that series against the previously unthought of, you can't beat the Dodgers. Anyway, Nationals won. And then he hits the home run off the fair foul pole in Houston in the 7th inning to break open a 2-2 game in the 7th to help them win the World Series. I mean, one could argue that Howie Kendrick hit the two biggest home runs in Nationals history. One could argue that. I mean, there's been a few, but one could certainly argue that. So either way, they're going to give away that tomorrow afternoon against the Giants, 4:05. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks to my friends at Bank of America for inviting me out. Going to have a nice afternoon and, all of that stuff. Now, why I wanted to start kind of there is because last night after the show, I waddled on over down Half Street. And I went all the way around to South Capitol Street and to the Home Plate Media Suite's entrance. And I checked in, and I waddled myself up to the fourth floor of the press box, had a pretty decent meal, and I watched some good baseball. And the Nationals won their fifth in a row last night. That's right, boys and girls. The Washington Nationals won their fifth in a row last night. The Nationals, let me repeat, won their fifth in a row last night. Now, it's not like that hasn't happened in a long time. It happened last June. But there is a difference, I believe, even though it's close to June, between this year and last year. Last year, we knew they weren't good enough. This year, they might not be good enough. But we don't know that just yet. We don't know that just yet. And the record tells us right now that they're not good enough. Fine. But the record also tells us, as I've mentioned several times, after a 1-6 start to the season, which was ugly, a 1-6 start with a pretty brutal schedule, not only that 1-6 start, but also through the first month and a half, 2 months of the season here, that the Nationals, since that time, at 23-27, heading into Memorial Day weekend in a series against the Giants at home, are 22-21 since that 1-6 start. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Phillies to open up the year. Could have easily won 2 out of 3. They got swept by the Blue Jays in Toronto, then came home and lost the series opener against Arizona and then put a couple of wins together, and then nearly swept the Dodgers. Should have swept the Dodgers. Should have been the first time they won 5 games in a row this year. Instead, it was 4. But now they've won 5, and they're 23-27. And again, if you do the math, and I'm not a mathematician, but I'm smart enough to understand this. You start 1-6, you're now 23-27. That means what? That means you've won 22 games, and you take 6 away from 27, and you get 21. So that means since the 1-6 start, you're 22-21, right? Which, again, is no great shakes. It's not where you want to be. It's not, hey, print your playoff tickets, but it is a absolute no doubt about it sign that we are heading in the right direction here. And if you can't see that, you're not paying attention. And that's okay. My job is to get you to pay attention. My job is to inform you, entertain you, sometimes provoke you, get you to think. And that's what I want to do on this Friday heading into the weekend. Because this is going to be our last show until Tuesday. Now, it might be a very, very, very different story when we come on back. It might be very different. But the bottom line is, right now, and it could be a good different or it could be a bad different, right? Let's be honest. It could be, oh, hey, they're 23-30 if they get swept. But we won't be with you on Monday because of Memorial Day Monday, because of the NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championship, which is basically during our time slot, 12:45 to 4 o'clock.
So speak for yourself. I will be working Monday, just FYI. Not here, but yes.
Okay, good point. I will not be here.
Yeah, you did say we, though.
Sorry. My fault on that. But Metal Chris will be here on Monday. I don't know what, Metal Chris, what are you doing on Monday?
It would be the B. Mitch and Finley time slot on JFK, but I think it's me and Doc, I think.
Okay.
So.
And actually, that's possibly in its entirety airing on this show, or it's airing until 12:45, and I aired. The reason why it's up in the air right now is if Maryland is in the NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championship, it will air here at 12:45. If not, just Doc and I guess Metal Chris will air here in our stead. And make sure you listen to that as you're doing your barbecue, as you're going to the beach, coming back from the beach, whatever you do. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. The Nationals at that point could be, again, they could be one step away from 500. They could be 26-27 heading to Seattle. for a nice long road trip. Yeah. But they could also be 23 and 30 or somewhere in between. Either way, I was at the ball game last night, and it was wildly entertaining. But it was the kind of game that a bad team loses. Let me repeat. It was the kind of game that a bad team loses. Now, what am I saying there? I am not, let me repeat, not saying the Nationals are a good team right now. They're not. They're getting better. They're making improvements. They are feisty as you know what. They're not a good team. The record tells us that. Your eyes tell you that. Every bit of evidence tells you that. But it's the type of game a bad team loses. Instead, the Nationals won. Here's what I mean. The game went to 10 innings, and the Nationals won 8-7. But really, it starts earlier than that. As in, like, oh, I don't know, the top of the first inning. When Trevor Williams again gives the Nationals a poor start, when Matt Olson rips a line drive home run into the right field bullpen, and then Marcell Ozuna goes back-to-back, does a stupid little dance around third base. You know, the third base coach acts and operates like they've won the World Series. Ozuna's doing his little, you know, stutter step dance. Please, give me a break. You hit a home run in the middle of May on a Thursday night in front of 9,000 people. Okay? But the Nationals were down 2-0. Again, the Nationals were down 2-0, back-to-back home runs in the first inning. And you say, just not going to be their night, even though it's early. They're going against a very, very talented young pitcher. I didn't realize how good he was coming into that start in A.J. Smith-Shawver. Danny Ruye. And Toby Altizer were sitting on either side of me with Craig Heist flanking Toby. And they all screamed at me when I said, "Ugh, this A.J. Smith-Shawver's not good," in the second inning. They said, "Oh, no, he's really good." Okay, we'll get there. The Nationals scratch back with a run in the bottom of the first to make it 2-1. Keibert Ruiz playing in front of his parents for the first time in his major league career, which is amazing, right? Astonishing. He's been in the major leagues like several years. I mean, he's got a long-term contract and everything. I don't know how that happened, how that didn't happen, whatever it was. He had not played in front of his parents in his major league career. I don't know the backstory. I just know the story or the ultimate result. But he rips a double down the right field line, scoring James Wood to make it 2-1. Of course, the Nationals, as they are often wont to do, get with one out and now a 2-1 game, and second and third, a hard hit ground ball by Luis Garcia to first. First baseman Matt Olson immediately sees that Garcia's trailed off a second too far, get him in a pickle, and they get him tagged out, and then the rally basically ends. So it's 2-1 after one, right? So again, you know, at the end of the world, but like a little bit disappointing when you have second, third, one out, and you don't get the game tied up. But then you go to the second inning, right? And I'll go through this quicker. The Braves go 1-2-3, right? So Trevor Williams, okay, solidify, boom. Then you get Robert Hassel's debut, or first major league at bat. And on the first pitch, he spanks a single to right field. Got a nice ovation, small crowd. It was chilly. It was rainy. There was a threat of rain, but small crowd nonetheless, but appreciative, nice ovation, welcome to the big leagues. And then he immediately steals second. Not immediately. I think it was on the second pitch. But you see the speed. You see the timing. You see everything. Alex Call walks. Jose Tania singles. So now they've got three batters up to start the inning, two hits and a walk. And then C.J. Abrams rips one to center field for a base hit. So now you got three hits and a walk in your first four at bat. And Hassel scores, call to third, Tania to second, C.J. Abrams at first. So you got the bases loaded in a 2-2 game. And then James Wood empties them. Not with a home run, but with a 3-RBI double. And the Nationals are up 5-2. Now, the rest of the game was back and forth, seesaw, what have you. But it also included the Braves with a timely comeback, the Braves tying up the game because of a fielding mistake, the Braves possibly taking the lead in the ninth inning, but the Nationals' defense rallies to the cause. And then the Nationals turn a great double play, and the Nationals convert with the free runner to start the bottom of the 10th inning and ultimately win. We'll give you some more of the details on the other side. And what really stood out last night at Nationals Park, as the Nationals drew within four games of 500, 23-27, beating the Braves, sweeping the Braves in a mini two-game series because of the rainout, and having won their fifth in a row. Nationals fans, if you're out there, besides Chris and Damascus, I know Chris and Damascus will always call and always be happy that we're talking about the Nationals. They've won five in a row. They're still not a good team, but they're getting better. And bad teams lose games last night. Teams that are getting better or teams that are good win games like last night. And that's how we start on this Friday of Memorial Day weekend on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a Memorial Day weekend Friday afternoon as we kick off the weekend talking about the Nationals, who have won five in a row. And hopefully we'll be able to keep it going against a pretty decent San Francisco Giant team starting tonight at 6:45 at Nationals Park down here in the Navy Yard on 106.7 and the Odyssey app. All right, so again, I kind of like sped through the start of the game to the end of the game, but that's okay. It was a back and forth game. The Braves, you know, feisty. And the Braves, honestly, they got a break on a Tana fielding error, and he has played so good. He has played such good defense this year. It was really surprising. But this is the top of the ninth inning, right? They bring on Kyle Finnegan, and immediately he gets in trouble by giving up a leadoff hit. So then they get a bunt pop out down the first baseline, one out. Then the ground ball to Tana comes up, and it could have been, not definite, but it could have been a 5-4-3 game-ending double play. It turns out that he boots it. It goes down as a fielder's choice. The runner advances from first to second on the fielding error, and obviously Austin Riley reaches. So now you have first and second. You still have only the one out. In the top of the ninth inning, you're nursing a one-run lead if you're Kyle Finnegan in the Nationals. But again, the game could have been over, or at the minimum, you say two out and one runner on. And then Matt Olson again, who's killed them in this series, rips a double to right field and right center field gap. And the first runner comes around. And then Austin Riley, who again is coming from first via the fielding error, tries to score. And it looks like a pretty damn good relay live, watching it unfold. And sure as you know what, it was perfectly executed. Gilbert Ruiz gets the tag on him. The Braves don't get the go-ahead run. They challenge it, probably because Toby Altizer mentioned to me in the press box, probably because, you know, worth it. What's the worst that can happen? They missed a call. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe he got in. Maybe they didn't. Whatever. You can't take it with you, right? So use it. Okay. They review it. Ruiz got the tag. That's what the replay certainly indicated. That's what live actually showed. And instead of a 8-7 Atlanta lead, now it's 7-7 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And that was, I should say, Marcell Ozuna, they got him to pop out to end the inning. Okay, so then the Nationals go 1-2-3. Hassel gave one a ride with two out in the ninth inning. Thought maybe, oh man, maybe some magic walk-off home run kind of thing. Nah, just short. And then the Braves in the top of the 10th inning, I promise we'll go through this as quickly as I can. With one out, Ozzie Albies gets on base, right? Orlando Arcia, of course, is the free runner from second, so he gets over to third. So this is one out, runner on first and third. Braves poised to take the lead, as most teams do. And in turn, and instead, the Nationals get a perfectly, no other way to say it, just a perfectly placed ground ball. C.J. Abrams fields it, steps on second, on his way across the diamond, throws a seed, and they get a double play to end the inning. So again, the Braves, which, and this is with Jackson Rutledge on the mound, the Braves had runners on first and third. Again, the free runner, yes. Okay, but first and third, one out, and looking like they're going to take the lead. All they need is a fly ball, certainly a base hit, what have you. And the Nationals get a very perfectly timed double play. Well played by C.J. Abrams. Well done. And then the Nationals come up, right? Bottom of the 10th inning. You got the free runner. Alex Call gets the punt down. Perfect decision. Hassel, who's the free runner because he ended the ninth inning, Hassel is sacrifice from second to third. So now you got one out, and you got the lead and the winning run on third because the Braves haven't scored in the top of the 10th. So all you need is the one run. All you need is a fly ball. And instead, Ahmed Rosario rips one for a game-winning single. And the Nationals win 8-7 and 10. Now, that might be a little bit too much baseball minutia for you, but let me give you one more thing. The Nationals did not get a good start again from Trevor Williams. And at some point here, Trevor Williams or Josh Bell is going to have to just move on. But Brad Lord gave them an inning and a third with three strikeouts. He did walk one, did give up a hit, so it wasn't perfect. Cole Henry was money as usual, a great inning with a strikeout. Jose Ferrer gave up a couple of hits and a run. Not great, but he gave you an inning. Jorge Lopez gave you a great inning. And Kyle Finnegan was kind of, yes, he did give up the lead base hit or the leadoff base hit, but he was the victim of bad defense. And certainly that game could have been over. And Jackson Rutledge was great. Now, again, help from C.J. Abrams. So the bullpen overall, after a bad start, another bad start by Trevor Williams, goes 6 1/3 innings and gives up one run. Gives up two runs, one of them earned. Two runs, one earned. And gives up six hits. On a night where your starting pitcher gave you a terrible start, outside of one decent frame in the second, and you needed, in order to keep a winning streak going against a divisional rival, a team that took 3 out of 4, you needed the bullpen, which was fresh, to give you money. And they cashed in. Again, the bullpen is not as consistent as you would like by any means. But the notion that the bullpen is still terrible is not fair. It's not lights out by any means. But Lord has been pretty good. Henry has been really good. Lopez has been much better. Finnegan has been really good. Rutledge has been pretty good. Ferrer is still up and down. And others. And they cut a couple of guys. Or moved on from a couple of guys that just simply couldn't get outs. The left-hander, Poche, and then the right-hander, Lucas Sims. And at some point here, again, they're going to probably part ways with Josh Bell and Trevor Williams, one or the other, maybe both. We'll see. Because they're not helping. And they're, as a matter of fact, hurting. And last night, both of them hurt the Nationals in some ways, especially Trevor Williams. But they got away with it. Because while they're not a good team yet, they are an improving team. The Nationals win 8-7. They've won 5 in a row. I see all of you that care so much about baseball in the nation's capital. So disappointing, as always, when you try and actually talk something other than the burgundy and gold. It's just crickets sometimes. It's like nobody cares. I love baseball. I grew up on baseball. Baseball's, you know, the best. And it's just so disappointing. You'd rather talk about a stupid team name nonstop as opposed to, you know, a team winning 5 games in a row. But that's okay. I'll move on if you guys are really that disinterested. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's do a trending alert, and then we'll get into some other things, including Brian Robinson. Where does he rank in the NFL among running backs? And how much faith do you have in them? That's coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, let's get to it again. The Nats open up a weekend series with the San Francisco Giants at 6:45 tonight at Nationals Park. The Giants come in at 29-21 on the year, so certainly going to have their work cut out for them. 12-12 on the road are the San Francisco Giants. Landon Roop gets the start for them, 2-3 with a 4.11 ERA. Mackenzie Gore with a 2-4 record. But a 3.67 ERA, he does have 84 strikeouts in 56 and a third innings. Again, 6:45, the first pitch, 106.7 the fan. The Nationals, for whatever it's worth, and really nothing, are favorite in the matchup tonight. Meanwhile, Baltimore and Boston already underway on this Friday after a rainout yesterday. Nothing in the top of the first at Fenway, and that's the only daytime action in Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, the Edmonton Oilers look to avoid going down 0-2 in Big D tonight. The Stars have the 1-0 lead. Game 2 of the Western Finals at 8 o'clock. The Knicks try and bounce back after the choke job down the stretch Wednesday night in Game 1. And the overtime loss to Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, who look to take a commanding 2-0 lead heading home. 8 o'clock, MSG for the tip-off in that game. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I was disappointed that nobody responded to my, strike up the band. The Nationals have won 5 in a row. A bad team loses that game last night. Not that the Nationals are a good team, but they are an improving team. They found a way to win in 10, 8, 7. It wasn't always pretty. It wasn't great. So I said, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm giving him. Now, I went over to the other studio and I said, Topes, who I've mentioned a couple of times, Toby Altizer, was flanked to my right. Why don't you come on in and do a little Nats talk? How are you, Tubbs? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. You are correct that a bad baseball team lost yesterday. The Atlanta Braves lost. They are now below 500.
The Braves are not a great team by any means. But when you know what I mean. Like, the Nationals aren't a good team yet.
No.
They're improving. They're signs of life. We'll see more this weekend against a real pretty good opponent. You know, again, a little bit of a different story when teams are like, oh, it's the Nationals. Oh, look at what they're doing. A little bit different. We'll see. But they are an improving team. But would you agree with me in general that, like, the Nationals maybe last year, even though they had a 5-game winning streak last year, would have probably lost last night's game?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Davey Martinez did a really good job in this series of managing. Generally, I've been pretty critical of how he manages baseball games in terms of bullpen management, lineup decisions, all that stuff. I thought in this two-game set, because the game two was rained out, I thought he was fantastic in how he managed the bullpen in the first game on Tuesday. I thought he was great. I thought last night, you don't get what you want out of Trevor Williams. Usually you expect him to at least give you five. He didn't do that. I thought he managed the bullpen great. And then I thought, you know, in the 10th inning, he goes to Amed Rosario over Jose Tena in that spot, and Rosario comes through with the lefty on the hill. So I thought he was really, really good, and I think you see growth from this team, and it's just about that consistency. And look, they need to spend some more money on the team. They need to improve the bullpen. They need to do all these things. But that's stuff that you can't do in the season now. You got what you got,
right?
And they call up Lyle today. They brought up Hassel so that he made his debut yesterday. You kind of are what you are. You're going to have to work with what you've got. And I think, you know, Davey's done a good job these last couple of games of getting the most out of them. And they took advantage of an Orioles team that was really, really bad over last weekend. It was an opportunity for both teams to look at it as a series to get right. And the Nationals used that opportunity. The Orioles did not. In turn, you know, you look at a Nationals team that's now won five in a row versus the Orioles just continue to scuffle. So, yeah, this team is showing signs of life. They're improving. It seems like whenever they get close to that 500 mark, they fall way below it, and then they work their way back to getting right there again, and then they fall below.
But, and it's going to be really important for them to have a good weekend here, A, because it's important, B, because you're going on a West Coast trip, Seattle and other places. We're not going to be easy to win there. You just mentioned Dalen Lyle getting the promotion, right? Haven't even mentioned that yet. Was going to get to that, but I'm glad you mentioned it because it just spurred. So do we know yet? Does that mean that Jacob Young is going to the IL,
Jacob
right?
Young goes to the injured list.
Is that official? Okay.
Yeah, JY goes to the injured list. It's an AC
joint
sprain.
Oh, there it is. Okay,
sprain.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they configure this. And now that you kind of know that they have both Hassel and Lyle in the bigs, it's going to be interesting to see what happens over these next couple of weeks when JY's back, when Dylan Cruz comes back, what are the decisions that need to be made. But I'm excited to see both these guys because I think both these guys are major league ready. Obviously, Robert Hassel looked good last night. Lyle, I think, has a higher ceiling, maybe a little bit lower floor than Hassel. Hassel's kind of steady Eddie, a little good at everything, versus Lyle, maybe not as good a defender, but I think it's slept on how fast he is. He's probably one of the fastest guys in the system. He's got a little more pop in his bat, even though he's a little smaller of a guy. So I'm excited to see what he can do at the big league level, because I think these guys, where they're at right now, when you consider JY defensively, and obviously you're going to have Cruz and Wood as mainstays, you're running into a problem where you've got probably too many outfielders.
Too many guys, right.
So,
But this week proves you can't have enough.
Exactly. Well, and I think what it is now, Rooster, is these guys, when they get up to the bigs, are auditioning, obviously, for Davey and Mike Rizzo and see how they can fit into this organization. But they could also be auditioning for 29 Correct. Other teams, because this team could use bullpen help. This team could use a starting pitcher. This team could use a bopping first baseman. So maybe it's not something that happens this season, but in the offseason, if these guys can show well, maybe they can be a nice trade chip, even if they're not helping out this ball club.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, look, long way to go here. Hassel played his first game last night. Lyle's presumably going to play his first game tonight. We'll see. We got to see how good they actually are over the course of time. But I would guess, when you're talking about maybe auditioning for other teams, they would probably try and make deals for JY or Alex Call first before they were to try and spin guys like Lyle and or Hassel. And obviously Cruz and Wood are not going anywhere. But is it like you're obviously going to not get the return for Wood and or Jacob Young that you would get for Hassel or Lyle.
Correct.
So, like, you know, it kind of – you have to see how it unfolds,
you have to
obviously.
Balance it. And the thing here is, you know, when you're looking at prototypical positions here, in center field, I can live with a guy that plays really good defense and maybe doesn't give me as much at the plate. In right field –
which is Jacob Young normally.
Yes. In right field, what do you think generally? I want a guy who can play some solid defense, yes, but I also want a guy that can hit 25, 30 homers.
Right.
And so
ideally,
where they run into a problem is, I don't know that Dylan Cruz is that guy. In center field, he's fine. I'm not saying get rid of Dylan Cruz. I'm just saying in center field, he kind of fits the mold there where he's going to be a really good player. He can play plus defense in center field. I don't know that he's going to hit 25, 30 homers on a regular basis.
I think Dylan Cruz is going to hit 20 home runs,
yeah,
though.
And he could. He could. But I think in center field, he's like a great bat for you know, one of the better center fielders in terms of the plate. I don't know the right field. I think you run into the problem where Robert Hassel, you're going to say the same thing about him in right field. I think he's going to be a plus defender. He can play center field. Thought he was great last night in the 10th inning with that throw, keeping the guy at second base. Lyle, I think, can maybe give you that. I think he's maybe got 25 home runs in that bat of his. Be interesting to see, though, because that's kind of the decision they got to make. Also, it really doesn't matter if what we want in right field if they're not going to spend money to bring in a free agent over there because you know they've got an abundance of outfielders. So I think these guys are auditioning to maybe take that third outfield spot in the future because I think, you know, in ideal world, Jacob Young probably becomes a fourth outfielder where you play him in center field once a week, you pinch run him a lot, you know, bring him in to pinch hit occasionally, whatever
bring
it may
be. Bring him in late inning defense.
But, like, Cruz and Wood are set.
Yeah.
It's just who's that other guy, and then Young's your fourth outfielder.
Right. Toby Altizer is the co-host of Busting Loose Baseball, an Odyssey Sports production. You can get it on the Odyssey app. You can hear it occasionally on 106.7 The Fan, as I did the other night with Grant Paulson. It was a good show. A lot of analytics, a lot of data, a lot of observations. The bullpen for the Nationals is certainly not reliable, I think, in any reasonable opinion, but it's been a lot better the last couple of weeks. And maybe that's in conjunction with letting go of Poche and Lucas Sims. Maybe it's just the law of averages. What has stood out to you in the bullpen? Does it start and end with Cole Henry, or is it more than that?
It's the young guys getting opportunities, honestly, because the young guys, when you look up and down, you're like, okay, let's look at this bullpen stats. Jorge Lopez still has an ERA over 6. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Jackson Rutledge.
And somehow it's 7-0 or whatever he is.
You look at Jackson Rutledge. You look at Cole Henry. They have ERAs in the 2s.
Right.
And so now they're starting to get more opportunities. And in turn, your bullpen looks better, which is not shocking at all when you had two of the worst relievers in baseball this year, Lucas Sims and Colin Poche. They finally get moved on from. So I think now that you're getting the young guys more opportunities. And like with Jose A. Ferrer, like someone like that, I'm fine going through some growing pains with a guy like that because he's young.
You're not going to let him go because he's struggling.
Exactly right.
He's got stuff that needs to be harnessed.
Well, and he's young.
And improved.
But he's young. Lucas Sims, I've seen him pitch with multiple teams.
Yeah.
I've seen Colin Poche. And look, I think both of those guys had decent careers up to this point. They didn't pitch up to their standards.
Right.
They'd say as much too. So it's just, now that they're giving these young guys a chance and they're giving them more opportunities, even a Brad Lord who was in the rotation, who I'd like to see back in the rotation over a Trevor Williams at some point this season, you know, just giving these guys opportunities, there's a reason why these guys are in the bigs and they graduated through the minor leagues. And look, Jackson Rutledge was a first-round pick. He was supposed to be a starting pitcher for this team. Didn't work out. Looks like a solid bullpen arm. Okay, that works out. Like maybe it doesn't live up to the draft status, but whatever. At least he's helping out the team. Cole Henry looked like he was going to be a part of the rotation before he had that thoracic outlet syndrome, and he had real issues.
Right.
A second-round pick. So it's not as if these guys are nobodies coming through the system. Brad Lord more so was someone that kind of shot up the ranks and was more surprising, but these guys have pedigree. Henry and Rutledge have pedigree, and so now they're able to help you out. You're trusting them more, and I think the more they trust these guys, the more they give them opportunities. Look, they're going to fail sometimes, but I can live with their failures because I think for a majority, especially with Cole Henry, like you pointed out, I think, what has he appeared 15 times this year and 14 times it's been scoreless?
Yeah.
He's only had one bad outing.
Yeah.
He's been really, really
good.
He's
been great. He's been great. You mentioned Trevor Williams just in the remaining time that we have. Obviously, another bad start last night. Josh Bell has drawn the ire of many. We had some conversations last night. He did have the one, you know, the one good at bat. Would you guess that it is a very short leash for both of those guys? One of those guys, none of those guys?
It's got to be a short leash for Josh Bell. One of your top prospects is sitting there ready to go in Brady House, and he has been tearing the cover off the ball at AAA this season. When you just look at his numbers this year, he's hitting 274. He's got 8 homers, 806 OPS. He's ready to go, and he plays good defense at third base. Now, the question then becomes, if you move off of Josh Bell, who's your backup first baseman? I think they have to figure that out. And I think that might be what some of the holdup is there. But Josh Bell's got to have a shorter lease. They're not doing anything with Trevor Williams. If anything, he just goes to the pen and Brad Lord takes his spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that to me is...
So you think Trevor Williams, even if he loses his spot in the rotation, is staying on the roster? Okay,
correct.
Gotcha.
And I think he's a good veteran in that clubhouse. I think he helps the guys out. But either way, he's had that versatility throughout his career where he could essentially take Brad Lord's spot now, where Brad Lord comes in if you need a guy to go two innings.
Mm-hmm.
He can go back to that role. So I think those two are kind of fighting over that last rotation spot. But at some point, you know, they did it with Lucas Sims and Colin Poche, finally, maybe a week or two too late at times. At some point, the bell's going to come ringing for Josh Bell, right?
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you've got to hit the baseball.
You got to ring the bell.
Exactly. You're brought in here to be a DH. You're not providing much of anything at this point. I think he's a good veteran in the clubhouse, but I need you to produce on the field. He's not doing that, especially when one of your top prospects is knocking on the door ready to come up to the bigs.
Do they have anybody? I'm trying to think. Can Garcia play backup first base?
I don't know. I think
so, right?
I think you could maybe find someone in there, but maybe Riley Adams can be there. But I don't know that you want your backup catcher also being your backup first baseman, because if anything happens, you're in a pickle there. I'm sure they could teach some guys. That's where it gets interesting. Do you have to make multiple minor league moves? Because their backup is probably Yoandy Morales.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that point, how many young guys can you realistically have on the team at one point?
Right. Toby Altizer is the co-host of Busting Loose Baseball. It is a fine baseball production on the Odyssey app. You can find it, occasionally hear it on 106.7 The Fan. I'm not sure if you can occasionally hear it here, but definitely, certainly Rain Delay Theater and whatnot on as part of the Nationals broadcast window on 106.7, and of course, always available on the Odyssey app. My friend, it was good to see you last night. Good to sit with you. Good to chop it up a little bit. You were flanked by... What's wrong, Chris?
We're having a Wienermobile race.
Oh!
Is that the Indy 500 or something they're doing this?
Sure.
It looks like it.
They need something. They need something to do.
Got like a dozen Wienermobiles all lined up on the track.
Yeah, they need something to do. It looks like it. It looks like a pretty decent crowd. I mean, I would imagine they do all sorts of fun events for the Indy 500.
I better get some free hot dogs if all the Wienermobiles are racing.
That'd be awesome. If anybody is listening, if anybody cares about us, they could send free hot dogs all they want.
That's true.
Gladly accept them.
That's true.
Even if it's a soggy bun, I would gladly accept. Thank you. Appreciate it. You've got a busy weekend ahead, yes?
I'll be over at the ballpark.
Over at the ballpark, okay. Another episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball coming out?
We recorded one this morning before the Dalen Lyle news.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to have that.
In there, but hear about Robert Hassel and some of the different things going on. We'll talk about C.J. Abrams, James Wood. I was telling Grant, it was funny, down in the Braves clubhouse last night, we're talking to A.J. Smith-Shawver, who struggled yesterday, your guy, even though you thought he was the worst pitcher of all time.
Stop with that.
But a Braves reporter asked him, he's like, hey, that's a pretty good lineup over there. And I had to like double take, like, really? You think it's a good lineup over there? And when you step back, Rooster, look at the top of that lineup.
It's not a bad lineup.
You look at CJ and James at the top, K-Bert Ruiz coming through last night. Not as bad as you think.
Again, I kind of look at it as like I look at the whole team, right? It's not a bad lineup. It's not a good enough lineup right now, consistent enough, but it's getting better.
Yeah.
It's on the right side of good, not on the wrong side of bad.
Yeah, you can't walk over them.
Exactly. We'll see how they fare over the weekend here with a better Giants team. Thanks, Topes. Appreciate you.
Always great, Rooster.
That is the great Toby Altizer. Maybe we'll stop short of the great. No.
Mediocre.
Dang.
He is the fine Toby Altizer, the co-host of Bustin' Loose Baseball. And, of course, you can hear him host on 106.7 The Fan and everywhere in between. And you'll see him at the ballpark pretty much every day. That's where he lives. That's where he be. That's where he be sleeping, like James Wood on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.